You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It seemed to be a good idea at the time. That would be a fitting title for a book on invasive species. I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Jacob Barney is an associate professor of invasive plant ecology at Virginia Tech. He says that whether an invasive species is considered useful or not depends upon your point of view. Take a plant like the kudzu vine, for example, starting with the bad news first.
Kudzu was planted widely, subsidized by the government to stabilize soils and also as a forage crop. All the characteristics that made it a good soil stabilizer, turns out, allowed it to escape and do quite well on roadsides, and is now one of the most common invasive plants in the South. It's affectionately known as the vine that ate the South. It's continuing to spread and it's moving north. So now we're beginning to find it to be a problem in Pennsylvania and some more of the more northern latitudes where we previously never saw it. One of the things that's been recently discovered about kudzu, some scientists had found out that the large taproot of kudzu actually serves as a really nice feedstock for ethanol production. Kudzu is a forage. Animals could eat it. Livestock eat it.
And apparently, so can we.
In my course, the last lab of the year, we have an invasive species potluck, where every student brings in a dish made with at least one invasive species. Last semester, I did have a student who used the starch from this kudzu taproot in her fried tofu dish.
Kudzu mochi? It's made by putting a starch made out of kudzu roots and boiling it with water until it's thickened. And then that creates a very stiff kind of jello-like thing. And then traditionally, you put roasted soybean flour and brown sugar on top.
And one person's invasive is another person's tasty delicacy.
I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.